Now, this is a rather strange story from the book of Judges about a man whose name was Micah. Although it's strange, it's quite interesting. So, he lived in Mount Ephraim in Israel at the time of the Judges. One day he said to his mother, "Those 1,100 shekels of silver that you lost, that were stolen from you, actually I stole that money from you." And his mother said, "May God bless you." When he gave the 1,100 shekels of silver back to his mother said, "You know, my son, I had planned to use that money for God in order to make a graven image, an idol. So therefore, I'll give the money back to you." So she says, "I had dedicated this money to God," or to Yahweh, it says, "so that I might build an idol with it." So she's so mixed up, she thought that she could serve God by building an idol.
Well, you can't worship God and an idol, can you?
Well, no, you can't. But she thought that she could serve Yahweh, the one true God, by giving money to make an idol. And actually, though it all sounds a bit strange, when you think about it, that's what we can do as well. We could say, "I want to have this amazing car," or "I want to have this very, very expensive Barbie doll." And that could be like your idol, but you could say, "But I'm doing it for God." Well, it's not really for God, is it? It's for you. So when you look at it from that point of view, it all makes a bit more sense. So anyway, she gives the money back to her son, Micah. But he insists, and he gives the money back to her. So his mum takes 200 shekels of silver and gave them to a man to make an idol. And Micah put it in his house. In fact, this man Micah had his house full of idols, and he made an ephod. That's what the high priest was supposed to wear. And he had a son, that's this lady's grandson, and he made him into a priest. Well, it was only the Levites who really should be priests. And this Micah just said, "Oh, you can be the priest." In those days, there was no king in Israel, but each man did what was right in his own eyes. In other words, everybody just did what they wanted. And that isn't good, because we should be guided by God's word. Well, there was a young man who was from Bethlehem, Judah. And he was a Levite. That is, he was in the priestly line. He could be a priest. And this man left his town to just travel around and see where he could find somewhere to live. And he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Ding dong, he knocked on Micah's door. Micah said to him, "Where have you come from?" He said, "I'm a Levite, and I came from Bethlehem, Judah, and I'm just trying to find a place to live." Micah said to him, "Oh, please live with me, and you can be a priest and a father to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver every year and a change of clothes and your food." You just see how people really want to have a priest and what he calls a father. In the Catholic Church and in the Russian Orthodox Church, that's what they call their priests, father. But Jesus said, "You should call no man on earth your father, because one is your father, who is God."
But why did he say that he'll give him money?
Well, he wanted to pay this man to be his priest. And although, again, it all sounds a little bit strange, in a way, that's what a lot of people think is easier to do, that, okay, I'll just live whatever life I want to live, but yes, I will give a bit of money to God, and I'll get someone else to be my priest and someone else to do all my God stuff for me. And that's why Catholic Church, and as we know here, the Russian Orthodox Church is so popular. It's really quite convenient, but God wants us to serve him and pray to him ourselves.
I don't think that you're better than the Orthodox Church.
Well, I think we have got better ideas and a better understanding of the Bible than the Orthodox Church, that's right.
Well, I could agree with that.
So the Levite was happy to dwell with this man, Micah, and the young man became to him as one of his sons. Micah consecrated, that means he made holy the Levite. Well, he didn't have any right to do that, he just did it.
How did he even make the Levite holy?
I presume he poured some water on him or poured some oil on him, something like that, but it wasn't from God. So the young man became his priest, and he lived in the house of Micah. And then Micah said, "Now I know that Yahweh is going to do me good, because I've got a Levite to be my priest." I think what we're seeing here is people mixing up the true worship of God with their own ideas, what they would like to be true. And this is a problem for all of us, that we mix up real worship of God with just doing what we want. And again it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. There was no leadership. And the tribe of Dan went looking for a place to inherit, for some land. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their borders to spy out the land. When they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they stayed there. And when they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they said to him, "What are you doing here?" He said to them, "Well, I'm paid here to be this man's priest." The 5 men went away. And they came back to their brothers, because they'd gone to spy out the land, and their brothers asked what had happened, and they told them. And so they decided that they would come back to this man, Micah, who's got a Levite for his priest. So they came in and greeted him. They had 600 men armed with weapons, and they stood at the entering of the gate to Micah's house. Must have been pretty scared. And they just came in and took away his graven image, and his ephod, and some of his idols. And the priest was standing there. And they said to the Levite, "Put your hand upon your mouth, be quiet, and come with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Isn't it better for you to be a priest unto a whole tribe in Israel, rather than just for one man?" And the priest's heart was very happy, and so he went off with them. When they were a little way away from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses next to Micah's house got together, and they ran after these people from Dan. And they turned round and they said to Micah, "What's the problem? Why are you coming out after us?" And he said, "You've taken away my idols and my priest. I've got nothing else that's important to me, and you've stolen it all."
"But I thought this man believed in God, not idols."
"Well, he did believe in God, but he also believed in his idols, and
how can you worship both?"
"Well,
he says nothing's more important to me."
"Well, that's right. How can we worship both God and what Jesus calls mammon, that's wealth?"
"Well, if you love nothing but your priests and your idols, you can't love God."
"Well, yeah, that is what the Bible says. But unfortunately, a lot of us try to do that. And actually, we should be very slow before we say, 'Oh, I don't do that.' Because we all tend to do it." So, off they went. And I think the story really is showing us. So it's not a story. I mean, it really happened. I think the idea is that really and truly, they had mixed the worship of Yahweh with the worship of idols, to the point that this man, Micah, was really upset that they had taken away his idols and his priest. And this is the trouble, that people can be very sincere in their worship, but worshipping the wrong thing. So I think the lesson for us is that we have got to be really careful that we don't try to worship God in our own way, but in the way that the Bible says.